until 9. And yesterday we gallivanted off to St Austell to the Croquet Club of Cornwall. And we got involved, didn't we, Pam?
We did. We were lucky with the weather because I thought it wasn't going to go ahead. Basically, at the Cornwall Croquet Club, which is near Porthpean, isn't it?
Right next to Little Harbour.
Right next. You'd never seen Little Harbour.
No, I hadn't.
The
no.
Children's Hospice, hadn't you, until
no,
yesterday?
Until then. Very impressive.
Beautiful building, isn't
really
it?
Really beautiful building, yes.
Yeah. And some people from there actually came to the Croquet
they
Club,
did.
Didn't
yeah.
they? Because it was quite an occasion. We were there. We were honoured to open their third lawn.
Hmm. Well, you got to open it.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
We'll explain why in a moment.
Yes.
It all got a little bit competitive. But first of all, we caught up with Tony Backhouse. Now, Tony is the founder of the club.
I found it a great release from a job which was I was getting quite stressed over. And I used to play on Wednesday, take Wednesday afternoons off and go and play croquet, and it was a great relaxation. So when I came down here, I thought we need a croquet club down here, and so we got this one going.
So you were one of the people that helped set it up?
I was the founder.
Really?
Yes, I started it.
How's it grown?
Well, we started it with the first meeting in the basement of the Buster for Jones in 1995. And it was 8 years, I think, before we got the lawns, and 9 years before we actually were able to open properly.
And how many people are actively playing here now?
About 60.
Really?
Mm.
And how often do people come and play?
Oh, well, it varies. Some people come about 4 times a week, and some people come about once a fortnight.
You've got a Cornwall team as well?
Oh, we've got lots of Cornwall teams at different levels.
And where do you compete and who do you compete against?
We compete within the South West Federation of Croquet Clubs. So we play all the way up to Taunton, really, and unless you get into the finals, and then you could be at Bath or Bristol or even Cheltenham.
And how competitive is it?
I mean, it is very competitive.
Really?
Well, some people play it socially, as they like wandering around the lawns, playing a simplified form of croquet, and being able to chat and so on and break for a cup of tea in between games. And the games there last about 45 minutes, but these games last for 2 hours plus.
So there's your history.
Do you know, there's so much more to croquet. I never realised until we went yesterday.
It's all about the stance you've got to get right.
And there's tactics.
There are tactics.
It's a very tactical game.
But it's very strange. Having played a lot of golf
yes.
and doing a lot of putting in golf, I
yes.
was quite, you know, accurate with trying to get the ball through the hoop. Because I'm quite used to doing that with putting.
Hoop. I didn't realise that the hoops were so tight. Mm. So literally, the ball, there isn't much of a gap, is there? To
no.
get your big ball through.
Not much of a gap at all. And it's very kind of weird kind of having, you know, trying to aim that mallet and
yeah.
not make a complete mess of it.
And you've got to swing it like a pendulum
mm-hmm.
and from the shoulders when you hit a croquet ball, not from the wrists, because the mallets are really heavy. When I used to play when I was young, I obviously played with like plastic sets or sets that were very light, not real croquet sets. So I was amazed at the actual weight of the mallet. And if you use your wrists, you're going to hurt your wrists, you see.
Was that before John Prescott told you to get off his lawn? Or around about the same time?
Oh, yes,
anyway,
I remember now.
So that was a nice little gentle introduction to the sport. And then things got deadly serious.
Yeah, they did.
Because
nasty.
The organisers came over to us and said, well, only one of you can cut the ribbon.
Yeah, to open this new lawn of theirs.
And the way we're going to decide it is that we're going to have a little bit of a competition between myself and Pam to see who can get one of the balls closest to the middle of the lawn.
It was a pin there, wasn't
That's
there?
Right.
A bit like golf. Sorry, I don't mean to confuse the issue. But, yeah, a post, and we had to get, as Ross was saying, our balls the closest. So the one that got the closest to the pin got to cut the ribbon and officially open the new croquet lawn. On the line, here we go then, Ross.
Okay, Pam.
This is to see who cuts the ribbon and who doesn't. I'm going to show Ross how it's done.
No pressure, Pam. Oh, that's very good. That is very good. Oh, Pam Spriggs. That is superb.
Come on now, Rossi. Beat on. That one. Come on. Man up. That wasn't too bad, although I say so myself. It was quite near the pin, wasn't it?
Very good, Pam.
Come on in, Ross.
You're under immense pressure now. Immense pressure.
He's quaking in his boots now. Oh, not bad, Ross. Oh.
Well done, Pammy.
Sorry. not bad, but not as good as mine.
It fell short, Pam, didn't it?
It did a bit.
It died in the wind.
You were definitely better going through the hoops. I didn't manage to get my croquet ball through one of the hoops, but I did manage to get it closest to the pin, so I got the honour to cut the ribbon and officially open another croquet lawn for them. So they've now got three. What a setting that club is
beautiful.
In. Absolutely.
Just wonderful views.
You know, as I say, it's next to Little Harbour, the Children's Hospice Southwest, and it's got the most beautiful views that there are.
Absolutely stunning, and a great privilege to be there yesterday.
They were all so kind to us. And
nice.
We had tea and we had a Pimm's. It wasn't very alcoholic, the Pimm's, but it was lovely.
It was very good. It was a very pleasant way to spend the morning
it
after
was.
Work.
They were very nice. Thank you for having us.
It's time to look at the papers then.